We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line with us from GCobb.com, the great GCobb. Hi, G.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
All right, G. Now, I've heard many theories on why the Eagles started poorly. Your theory is that they were having too much sex. Is that correct?
No. I didn't say that.
All right.
I said that maybe if they were cut off, they'd have some motivation to start focusing and playing better.
All right. Now, hold on, G. In your playing days, did you find that abstaining made you a better player?
No.
I didn't
find it. No, But, you know, I think there are things off the field that get guys where they lose focus. Now,
okay,
some guys could get so caught up trying to get it that they would lose focus.
So you should forget about sex and pay attention to the game of
football. No. You know where, a guy goes into a club and he's in there all night trying to talk to everybody.
Score.
You know.
Right.
That type of thing, you know.
All right, hold on a minute.
Can become a problem.
I have Keith Jones here. Jonesy, in your playing days.
Yes.
Did you find you were more successful when you abstained?
No.
Did you abstain?
No.
Would you abstain?
Never.
And he roomed alone.
Wait a minute. You roomed with Lindros. What are you trying to tell us, Jonesy?
Everybody makes mistakes.
Hey, gee, well, let's... Gee, you got a lot of reaction to that, though, didn't you, when you said it?
Oh, yeah. You know, people having fun with it.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that, people just got crazy about it. I was joking. You know,
I know you
joke.
Were. Right. I knew you were, G. But here's the thing, G. Everybody is still searching for answers, more so than ever after the way Tennessee and Tampa played yesterday. How the hell did a team as talented as the Eagles lose to those two turkeys?
Well, you know, it's really from week to week in the NFL now, because I couldn't believe what I saw happening with some of the teams that just got, for Tennessee to get beat that bad, it's just amazing. But it's week to week, and that's why the talent is so close. That's what it says to me, that from week to week with the strategy and everything plays into it. Because I've never seen it. I mean, like the Cowboys to win as much as that means. With that lousy offense they've got, how could they score 40 points? I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
All right, well, let me go back to Tennessee for a second, because the Eagles had 3 sacks against Mariota. And yesterday, the Ravens had 11, Jay. Now, there's no way you could tell me the Ravens' defensive line is better than the Eagles. Eagles just won a Super Bowl, right?
Correct.
So explain that. How did the Eagles not really put in the full effort to win that game? Because they should have done way better against that horrible offensive line, shouldn't they have?
Yes, but, you know, it's a matter of are people open. See, what the Ravens did a much better job was
right.
In their secondary, in their coverages. I think the Eagles, the guys got to move up sometime. You can't play scared. And that's what I think was the biggest thing. The Eagles were just apprehensive in that game. You got to go up and jam guys, you know, where you hit the guy when he comes off the line of scrimmage. A lot of times what happens is the quarterback, he abandons that receiver because he doesn't have enough time to wait for the guy to take a long time to get off the line. So you got to mix it up. You got to show different things. And that's where I think the Eagles have come up short with it. They play scared at times, and you can't play – like that in the league and succeed.
Gee, did you see more aggressive corner play in the Giant game? Did you see them?
Yes, I did. Yes,
so
I
they did adjust to that, but it took them five games, right?
Yeah, you know, you're going to get beat sometimes. But if you play apprehensive, you're going to get beat all the time.
Yeah.
You've got to take your chances. You've got to be confident. And, you know, some of that is coaching, too, which is, you got to go up sometimes, and you got to jam that guy, because there are times when that quarterback sees his receivers getting held up, they panic. you know, especially if you got pressure on them. So you can't give the other team too much credit where you look at them as they're so great. No, you got to play confident and you got to be on the attack. You just cannot play scared. That is the remedy for bad things.
All right, on the other side of the ball, Jay, we saw a game from Wentz that really was from last season. He did that in amassing a 10-2 record. He played the way he did against the Giants. Is that just normal that it takes that long to get into the groove? Tell me what you saw from Wentz against the Giants.
Well, I saw him where he's getting in a comfort zone where he's throwing to people that he believes in.
Yeah.
You know, he believes in Alshon Jeffery. He's going to let the ball go, and he's got the confidence. He's going to do the right thing. He's going to make sure that even if he looks like he's covered at times, he will throw it to him because he's proven that he will make sure that if he doesn't get it, he's not going to let the other guy get the ball. So he will let the ball go sooner. And you can see that confidence and the chemistry is starting to come back because that's a lot of it, especially with a quarterback. And you can tell the guys that Carson has that type of confidence in. Of course, he's got that with Ertz. You know, he and Ertz have got the connection. And, you know, Aguilar had a good game. Aguilar made a couple great plays for him where he adjusted during the route, things like that, because you develop a relationship. You know, the wide receivers and the quarterbacks, they develop a relationship. And if that relationship is not good, chances are they can't play well together because they got to trust each other. And you can see where that's kind of developing again, and you're going to see him play better and better as each week goes along because of that chemistry with the receivers.
Tell me what, of these three areas, which are probably the three biggest areas in need, a reliable running back, shutdown corner, or a deep threat wide receiver, which do you think the Eagles should make a priority?
Well, I think that I probably would say running back.
Really? Why? You just gave a great argument for the corners need to be better so that the pass rush gets to the quarterback, and now you want a runner. Why?
Well, you know, I think they need help there. You know, I know that, you know, right now with Darren Sproles, I can't count on him. You know, he looks like he's at that year, you know, where your body's telling you that it's over. That's the same thing with Jason Peters. Clearly, you know, your body kind of tells you, hey, buddy, you better find another line of work. And I think that's the case with him. So I would like to have some experience. I know that, you know, Corey Clement and Smallwood and everything, I think they're doing a good job. They're hard players. But I need somebody back there that can add to that. So that's one thing that I would be thinking of. I think they could use a deep threat as well. You know, Sheldon Gibson is at a point now where I don't know that they trust him enough, you know, to make all the adjustments that got to be made and everything. So he's developing into that. He might be a year away from where they really have the confidence in him, but he's got the deep speed. But I don't know if they have that kind of confidence in him. So, I know what you're saying about the deep threat. They could use that too, but I will say running back more so.
All right, G, last thing. We're going to play a little game called Which Team Is Better, all right? Eagles versus these teams. You tell me which team you feel is better right now in the NFL, all right? You ready to go?
Okay.
Eagles or Saints, who's better?
Right now, I have to say the Saints.
Eagles or Rams, who's better?
I got to go with the Rams right
now. Not good. Eagles or Patriots, they beat them in the Super Bowl. Who's better?
Oh, man, I didn't know.
Eagles or Patriots?
Eagles or Patriots, I say they're even right now.
All right, good. And finally, this is a big one because it's the old coach, Andy Reid. Eagles or Chiefs, G-Cop?
I think the Eagles are better than the Chiefs right now. The Chiefs' defense is horrible.
Yeah, but the problem is, Al, the two teams he picked that were better are both in the NFC.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We got a problem here. G. Cobb, we better wake up now. We better reel off some wins. Are you with me?
I'm with you, and the Eagles are going in the right direction. It's going to be all right.
Right. And you know what? All you players listening to G. Cobb right now, he said abstain till the Super Bowl. It's only February.
No, it's only
February. It's 5 months. You could do that, G. You with me?
No, that's crazy.
G-Cobb, you're the best.
Five minutes.
5 minutes. These guys are over sacks now. G-Cobb, G-Cobb.com. Thank you, Jay.
All
right. This is the thing nowadays.
Yeah.
He was kidding around.
Yeah.
We know G. We work with him for many, many years. He likes to joke around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.